And joining us is the superintendent from the Taos Area Schools, John Klinger. John, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, Kevin. Thank you for having me here today.
Glad to have you on to talk about, something important coming up in November. I believe the November 7th election. You guys have that big sinking fund millage, and I'm going to use the word loudly here, renewal. This is nothing new, is it?
That is correct. In fact, our sinking fund has been in place since 1985.
Okay.
And we're asking our community members to consider renewing that millage for us on November 7th.
All right. Now, when we talk about a sinking fund, for those who may be voting for the first time, don't know what we're voting on here, what is a sinking fund millage?
The sinking fund gives Taos Area Schools a supplemental source of income that supports our maintenance budget, and it allows us to do projects for remodeling, repairing our district facilities. One of the things we oftentimes get complimented on from our guests and our visitors is how well maintained our facilities are, how great a shape they're in, and that is all according to and a huge part of having that sinking fund in place. We're allowed and able to do projects that we would either have to prioritize differently or may not just have the revenue to be able
sure.
to do.
So as a sinking fund millage, there are certain things you can use the money for and certain things you cannot use the money for.
That is correct. And again, I will say that the sinking fund is for the ability to repair, remodel the different facility pieces that we have. And it will give us, again, things like we can restructure our playgrounds. We can redo athletic pieces, our fields, our tracks, different things. We have been able to have the ability to put up a brand new sign out in front of our middle school and high school. We've had increased security measures because of our sinking fund.
Sure.
We have a radio antenna that is in both buildings that allow our first responders, firefighters, police officers, when they enter our buildings, their signals on their radios continue to work, where before that brick and mortar, steel roofs,
sure.
the signals don't work so well. And those are just a couple of things that we've been able to do over the last several years. We've also been able to take care of our boiling and heating systems, our fresh air exchange systems, but we still have a lot of projects to do coming forth. And when it comes to these projects, we do have to follow allowable uses. And we do have set forth things that we can and can't spend the money on.
Right.
And if there's ever a time where there's any question on that, that's why we have our legal counsel to help support us and make sure that we're making appropriate decisions according to our priorities and our needs that follow the rules that we have to live by.
All right. Now, how often do you need to have it renewed? Every 4 year, 10 year?
This is an 8 year extension.
Okay.
Like I said, we have been very blessed in our community.
Yeah.
So many people have supported our school system, and for that I am so thankful. And this millage, again, has been in place since 1985, and over the last many, many years, we've been doing eight-year extensions.
Okay. And again, it is a renewal, so you're not going to see anything new when it comes to property taxes and that. This is what's going to, that has been there since 1985.
Yes. We're again, asking the community to consider the 0.4963 millage that we're levying currently. That is nothing new than what we've been doing. And again, the uses that we're going to be applying the money for are going to be the exact same that we've been doing over the many years as well.
All right. When it comes to this, can they find information, the school website, things like that?
Yes, we have. I have a Q&A document that's posted both on our website and our Taos Facebook page. That structure was very well received when we did the operating millage renewal last spring. People gave me a lot of positive feedback that it really helped them to know and understand what this is about. So I used the same format. Along with the Q&A document that breaks things down, I also have the ballot language attached to that document so people are aware of what they're going to see when they go to the polls. That way they're not caught off guard by any legal language that's within the ballot
sure.
or on the ballot.
All right, and that ballot will be November 7th. Make sure you get out and vote on that. John Klinger, Taos Area School Superintendent, always a pleasure to have you on, my friend.
Thank you, Kevin. My pleasure as well.